Japanese World Cup fan reacts to American hospitality. We had not yet ordered anything, and the food was already arriving. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 29, 2026. A Japanese World Cup fan visiting the United States struck a chord with Americans by appreciating something many citizens likely take for granted. Complimentary baskets of chips and salsa served at Mexican restaurants in the U.S. USA. A Mexican restaurant. We had not yet ordered anything, and the food was already arriving. Chips. Salsa. Unrequested. Free. I stopped the waiter. We have not earned these. They just come with the table, man, an ex-user based in Japan began in a now-viral post. They come with the table. In my land, hospitality is a debt. Every gift creates an obligation, weighed carefully. Returned in the proper season with interest of feeling. Here, the gift arrives before you have even proven you can pay for dinner, the tourist continued. This is not an appetizer. This is a declaration, we trust you. Eat, the Japanese World Cup fan added in his ex post, which has already garnered more than 17 million views and over 158,000 likes at the time of this writing. The Japanese soccer fan went on to reveal he was shocked to learn that the baskets of chips and salsa were bottomless. I ate with the gravity the moment deserved, he wrote. And then, I must report this calmly, the basket emptied, and a new one appeared. Did we? Refill, the waiter said. It's bottomless. Bottomless. They have wells of salsa. The supply lines of this nation are beyond anything my ancestors imagined. While his friend warned him not to fill up on the free pre-dinner appetizer, the visitor couldn't help himself, explaining that honor demanded each basket of chips and salsa be finished, adding, an unfinished gift is an insult. My friend warned me. Don't fill up on chips, dude. Too late. I had accepted three baskets. Honor demanded each one be finished, an unfinished gift is an insult. By the time my actual food arrived, I was a ruined man, the Japanese World Cup fan said. I was not hungry. I was not comfortable. I had been defeated by a courtesy. Generosity that arrives before the request cannot be repaid. It can only be survived, he added. I know the rule now. I have made my peace with the basket. One basket. Two at the most, the Japanese visitor wrote. Who am I deceiving? There is no number of baskets I would refuse. The trust of a nation is in that salsa, and I intend to honor all of it. In his post, the Japanese visitor included an amusing illustration of a cartoon Japanese character bowing before free chips and salsa while a puzzled American man stands beside him. Americans, delighted to read the visitor's review, took to the comments section to admit they have taken certain aspects of U.S. culture for granted. This may just be the single greatest tweet of all time, one ex-user reacted. This might be the most eloquent and hilarious thing I've ever read, another echoed. Things like these make me remember truly how blessed I am to have grown up in this country, a third wrote. For some reason, this post choked me up, another commented. Adding, I live in the Houston, Texas area, and we are surrounded by Tex-Mex places. I take this courtesy for granted. It truly is a courtesy that I should not take for granted. Another ex-user said that the Japanese World Cup fan's post really makes me rethink how grateful we should be for the little things in life. Others offered the Japanese tourist some advice for the next time he dines at a restaurant. The great thing is that if you filled up on chips and salsa, you can ask for a container to take your ordered food home for later for no extra charge, one ex-user wrote. Pro tip, go ahead and fill up on the chips if you want. Take your entree to go. Now you have dinner for two evenings, another suggested. Save the last half of the second basket to scoop up the remaining rice and beans on your plate. Next time, order a small guacamole too, you don't want to miss out on that. A third advised. Another ex-user quipped, wait till you experience the bottomless bread basket. While another joked, wait till you go to an Italian food restaurant and start off a meal with a free baguette. Similarly, Americans have also flooded the comment sections of posts from one soccer fan in particular. A German known as Freddy on X, who has been documenting his six-week World Cup road trip across the U.S., earning him countless recommendations from Americans sharing their favorite local spots whenever his route takes him near their towns. As Breitbart News reported, foreigners visiting the U.S. for the 2026 World Cup, many for the first time, are taking to social media to share their excitement over small-town America. Various establishments, including Buc-ee's and Target, as well as large portion sizes and unlimited soda refills. Meanwhile, British visitors are apologizing to Americans on social media as they travel around the U.S. for soccer games, catching a glimpse of life in the United States. "We owe America a huge apology. Because America is nothing like the media tells us," one World Cup fan said. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.